experience. Please share this video. Subscribe to Deli Talks Media UK channel on YouTube. Connect with us live. Leave your prayer requests, praise reports, and comments. Prayer Experience Hotline is open 24 hours a day. The number is on the screen. We are in day 12 of our 30 days prayer and fasting according to a solemn assembly on Joel 1:14. Consecrate a fast, call a solemn assembly, gather the elders and the inhabitants of the land to the house of the Lord your God and cry out to the Lord. We're going to go into Thanksgiving today, and for the Thanksgiving I've chosen the scripture of 1 Timothy 4:4-5. Since everything God creates is good, we should not reject any of it, but receive it with thanks, for we know it is made acceptable by the word of God and prayer. And for this I wanted to specifically highlight the fact that we are made in God's image and by the dust of the earth, but that God said that we are good. And that when we are rejected, it is to bring us to a higher place. So we are made by the dust of the earth. God says that we are good. And that even when we're rejected, it is to bring us into a place of knowing that God is just opening a new door for us and that the old one is closed. But that we are, even though we might experience feelings of rejection and feelings of the old man, that we are new men in Christ and we are not rejected by God because God loves us. He made us as good. He breathed us into life. So I just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord. Let's pray into that and say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that we are made of the dust of the earth. Thank you, Lord, that you formed us before we were even thought of. We were created in our mother's wombs, and that we are planned and formed, and that God has a purpose for us. Thank you that we are made of flesh, but that we can come into the knowing of our Father God and be born of the Spirit, be born anew of the Spirit, and that we can come into direct communion with him, and that God, through his cross, overcame what happened in the Garden of Eden. Thank you, Lord, that we can come into the high place and that we can come into the intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all that you have given us, for all that you have that you did for us on the cross. Thank you, Lord. So we just say thank you for all that he declares us good, and that the blessings and the things that he speaks over us speak louder than those things that are spoken against us. So we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all that you have done for us on the cross. Thank you, Lord, that we can come into a knowing of who you are. Thank you, Lord, that we can leave our past behind and it is completely washed away, that God comes to wash away the dust of our iniquity and our sin, and he brings us into a new place and we are washed and we are cleansed and we are free. Thank you, Lord, for we can cry freedom. And we know what we can know what freedom tastes like and feels like. And freedom has a name, and truth has a name, and his name is Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, for the shed blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, for the cross. We thank you, Lord, for all of the things that you have done for us before we were even thought of, before we were even born, and you purchased us. Thank you, Lord. We thank you. The inspired word, for the inspired word, I've chosen the scripture of Genesis 28:12, from Jacob's ladder. Jacob dreamed, and behold, a ladder was set up on earth, and its top reached to heaven, and there were angels of God that ascending and descending on it. And from the inspired word came because when I was in a tough spot, God spoke to me and gave me a word about my ladder being on the ground. And it came to me that when your ladder's on the ground, all kinds of things can come and just mix you up and confuse you. And there can be a lot of deception. It's like a game of snakes and ladders, and the snakes can come and interfere with your ladder and take you off the ground. But, you know, Jacob, he was in a low place. He was in a low place when he had the ladder on the ground. And then he had the dream of the ladder going up to heaven, and there were angels ascending and descending. And the ladder is it's shaped like the helix of the DNA of God and the DNA from within us. And God spoke to me about how important it is to be in the right DNA, to be in the right family, to be in the right bloodline, and the bloodline of Jesus Christ, and that we can ascend into that place through prayer, and we can break away all of the things and all of the things from the low place and come into that high place and live in that place with God and know who we are in Christ. And it's about our inheritance. And when we stand in our inheritance and we know who we are in Christ, we can also pray for people to be healed, and we can move in the things that God has for us. And especially in when God moved me up to Manchester, there was an incident in Piccadilly where God lifted me down the staircase and put me on a train by divine supernatural ways. And a couple of weeks ago on the escalator, there was a lady that fell on the escalator, and we were able to minister to her at the top of the escalator and pray for her, and she was healed. And then I realized it was in exactly the same place where God had took me and lifted me off and put me on the train. And that gave a new dimension to the fact of Jacob's ladder. You know, when we are planted and we are put in solid ground and our ladder is against a wall that is solid and safe, we can come out of the dust and we can climb that ladder and we can get into the place where God wants us to be. But as you know, there are so many things, there are so many deceptions and so many dark spaces in the dust. And I specifically want us to pray into that today to bring the people out of in the dark space. So I want to have a moment of reflection and prayer from what I've shared about coming into the space of God. So let's have that moment of reflection and prayer. Thank you. According to what I've just shared. And realize that we have a way to be able to come into that space with God and experience His glory and pull heaven down, because we carry heaven within us. We carry heaven within us wherever we go, and we can reflect it and be mindful of who we carry and of the cargo, the precious cargo that within us we carry for the glory of God. That we shine and the light shines brighter in the darkness. So we thank you. And I just feel like to have a moment of silence and reflection and prayer on that right now. So thank you. So the reflection and prayer for the nations today leads into that. It's a subject that's very close to my heart. We're going to pray specifically for the children that are sex trafficked around the world. We're going to pray from the scripture of Matthew 18:6-7. Whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him to be for a millstone to be hung around his neck and if he would be drowned in the depths of the sea. So I just want to pray because, you know, sex trafficking around the world is a $1 billion industry, and it's a subject that isn't spoken of enough. There are many children that have suffered at the hands of evil, and it's the deception, and it's a daily occurrence. It is a $1 million, like I said, it's a $1 million industry. And, you know, we have a duty of care to pray for these children. So let's just go into prayer for praying for the children right now, and pray for those children that are stuck in abuse and stuck in sex trafficking environments, and pray for the perpetrators as well, that they will come to conviction and be brought to justice. And that Father God will be with those children in those circumstances. And let's pray also for the children within within different denominations and different parts of the world that are trapped in cults and deception of the most grievous kind, where it's not spoken of. And let's bring it into the light by our prayers and by the power of intercession that we have to set those chains and break those children free. Let's realize that grace and mercy are sufficient, and that let us come out of the dust and realize that when we come up that ladder that I was just talking about, that we have the power through our prayers to allow justice and mercy to collide. And let every person that is perpetuating and working without even knowing, by accessing the sites that are very available, to let them realize and let them come to conviction that they know that they are part of the problem. Because where there is demand, there is supply. So, Lord Jesus, we just pray for the people that are practicing those iniquities, and pray for their healing, and pray for their realization and revelation, and for the fear of the Lord to come upon these people. And let's pray for the children, and pray for them to come out and to be free and to be set free, and pray that the world starts talking about it and shouting from the rooftops for these poor children and for these people, and for that it be not hidden in the darkness, that it be recognized that it is across all walks of society, that it is something that is very, very prevalent in this day and age, but that we have the power to do something about it. I pray for the consciences of the people that have been seared to come back into alignment with the will of God. I pray that Jesus will come into those environments where those children are and rescue them and set them free and protect their minds through it. So thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are the author and finisher of our faith. Thank you, Lord, that the church can rise up and speak out against this. And thank you, Lord, that we have the power to set these children free, and we have the power to come against the principalities and powers that are at work in these dark demonic forces, and that we can, by the power of our prayers, set the people free through intercession. And we to know our identity in who we are and what we stand for, and to strengthen our moral compasses, to be voices in the wilderness, to not be afraid to speak out and to shout from the rooftops and to call to account, and to be the voice for these people that don't have a voice. So, Lord Jesus, I just pray for these children. I pray for the children across the nations of the world that are in these circumstances. I pray for the children that are in abusive environments, that they will be able to be free. I pray that you, Jesus, will be there with them, because you took every sin on the cross for them. And I pray for forgiveness. I pray for those children, for their minds to be protected, for them to be able to come out of it, not just physically, but mentally, emotionally, and spiritually as well, that they will be able to be completely free. And that, Lord, you will do a mighty healing work in them. So I just that's something that's so close to my heart to pray for, and it's something that needs to be spoken of. It needs to be there needs to be an awakening and awareness in the church of the dangerous of times that we're living in, and that there needs to be we need to pray for more discerning of the spirits and to be able to know the difference between what is good and what is bad. And we need to be able to pray for those that are in living in darkness and to know what is right and what is wrong. So I just pray, Lord Jesus, that all of these children that are in these environments and youngsters and that they will be able to get free completely. And this is my prayer. So my healing prayer today follows on from this. And it's in Job 29:6, when my steps were bathed with cream and the rock poured out rivers of oil for me. And I feel really, leading from the prayers for the children, I really feel that the healing, we want to pray for the men of the nations, and pray for the men of the church, pray for people that have experienced those iniquities in their past and maybe are in those iniquities now. And I want to pray for men and women that are in place where Job was when he wrote this, when he wrote that those things, and he was like lamenting over what he had before with God. And we pray for the men to become the men they're meant to be, for the brothers to become the protectors of their sisters, for the men to know that they can reflect Father God, and for the husbands to reflect Christ to their children, and for the men that are suffering from depression and mental illness, and for all the dust to be blown away, the dust that we were talking about previously, to be blown away from their minds, for their Adamic nature to be crucified, so that they can come into the knowing of who they are in Christ, for their minds to be renewed, for them to be able to come out of the depression and anxiety and trauma and pain of their pasts, and to come into the newness of who they can be and their inheritance in Christ Jesus, and to know that the devil's works were for nothing, and that the best way that they can fight the devil is to come into the kingdom of God and to win souls for the kingdom, because they're the ones that have been trained the best in the devil's tactics, and they're the ones that can fight strongest against him. Lord Jesus, I just pray for the men of this nation and the men of the nations of the world and men of the church to know that they are men that are made in God's image, that they were made from dust, and that they are made good. And God said that when he created everything, he made it, and he made it good, and that they have an inheritance, and they have they can know who they are in Christ Jesus, and they can be made new, and that they can be healed, and that I am a living testimony of somebody who can be healed from all of those traumas and all of that, those circumstances. It doesn't always happen overnight, but it does happen, and it can happen as long as we yield to God and yield to allow him to heal us, and to learn to forgive, because forgiveness is the key, because the devil wants to keep us in unforgiveness by putting a hook of bitterness in our hearts to keep our hearts as stone. But you know, when Abraham took Isaac up the hill to surrender Isaac, it was a mark of what was to later happen, for the circumcision. And when we become born again believers, God cuts our heart and makes a covenant of love with us. So the blood of Jesus flows through our veins when we become born again believers, and we can have a new heart for him. And it's the enemy that comes and wants to keep our hearts hard, because because he wants us to go to hell. But we have the choice to go to heaven, and it's about surrendering our heart and knowing that he makes us new. There's a scripture in Isaiah that says he makes all things new. Another scripture says that when he comes and he washes our sins away. He was pierced on the cross. He was pierced for our transgressions, it says in Isaiah 53. It also says that the centurion came and pierced Jesus' side, and that was when the bride of Christ, the church, was birthed, and blood and water came out, and that was what washed. It washed everything away, and the veil was torn at that moment, and so that we could come into a relationship with Jesus Christ and to be in intimacy and union with him. So I just pray healing prayers over every single person who doesn't know Jesus Christ and doesn't know that love, that they can come into that love and they can know that they can be washed clean and they can be healed and that they can experience the glory of God and they can be completely transformed vessels of Christ. And that this body is just a shell that we walk around in. It is of no consequence. It is the spirit that matters. It is our souls. And our souls are bound for eternity when we come into living relationship with Jesus Christ. We don't have to live in the darkness and we don't have to live in the dust. We can live in the freedom and the love and the joy that is promised to us as our inheritance in Christ Jesus. And if only we could know this. And we have, you know, as a Christian, I myself, and those of us online that are Christians, we know that we have this joy and we have this gift, and it's to freely give it to others that don't know. It's to freely give it to share the good news of Jesus Christ with those that don't yet know him, those especially that have been through satanic ritual abuse, those have been through in cults where the deception comes and it looks as if it's the real thing, but it actually isn't the real thing. It's so demonic because the enemy says he comes as an angel of light and he comes to rob, kill and destroy, but Jesus comes to give life and give life more abundantly. And the blood of Jesus is what sanctifies. It sets us completely free. So I just pray that every person that we know, and if those online, pray after this event, and we pray and we ask God to show us and to lay on our hearts who is in those circumstances, that we just get a burden to pray and to intercede and to cry out for the souls of those people that are so still broken, that they don't have to go to commit suicide. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that we are sanctified, we are set free. Thank you, Lord, for all that you have done on the cross. Thank you, Lord, that we have this opportunity to pray and to cry out to you. And you are the God that answers prayer. You are the God that answers. And thank you, Lord, that just through this prayer experience, we have caused the devil a bad day. So thank you, Lord Jesus, because where there is unity, God commands a blessing, and we just pray for that blessing. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, everyone, for praying with us today. Join us tomorrow. Subscribe to the free audio podcast. The prayer experience is back tomorrow, Thursday at 1 p.m. UK time. Please join us. Thank you for this opportunity to pray with you today. In Jesus' name, amen. We thank you.
I see the feels the time.